talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club. And we'll guess and goof and talk on exchange, read, debate, and think it's exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
Hey, Scott Spears back here. Getaway Friday. First Friday in the month of December, 12/2/22, with Linda Sims in studio, host of Voice of a People, here every Wednesday and Thursday from 10:15 until 12 noon on this station. And we do have a trivia question still going for 15 more minutes now. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave at the North Pole. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from. So far, we've got the cold and Santa, but still two answers left, and we've got all kinds of food here. 740-383-9944, large pizza to Pizza Hut. We've got brownies to Pizza Hut, breadsticks for Pizza Hut, $10 gift certificate to San Soda, value meal to Arby's, free smoothie from Smoothie King. We did get our first Christmas card from Kevin Griffith. Kevin, thank you for that. If you send us a Christmas card to 523 South Prospect Street and put your return address in it and write a message, we will read it on the air and get you a Christmas card back. Fruitcake toss coming up on December 15th at 7 p.m. 40 people in the toss and possibly love connections that night. All right, 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any more ideas why Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole before we do our drawing here in about 13 minutes? 740-383-9944. Well, here we are, Linda, in the... You know, I was telling people earlier, I watched this Dolly Parton Christmas special, and I thought it was awful last night. And I like Dolly Parton.
Right.
But there was no Christmas music in the special.
Really?
It was her, I don't know, maybe a rendition of hers. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say the snow.
No snow, but a good guess. No snow. No, I think it was all Christmas songs that she had written, no traditional songs.
Oh, okay, that's different.
Yeah, and it was, I still don't know, it was 2 hours long. I don't know what the premise of it was. And at the end, she just sang out in front of the Dollywood theater.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Wow. I didn't see it.
It was different.
Okay.
Have you seen our new star?
Yes, well, I thought it was new.
Yes, pizza. That's our pizza crust star.
So what happened to the old one?
Well, maybe... Well, that is the same one.
Same one?
Yes, the new thing this year is our Laddie Boy ornament. Do you see our Laddie Boy ornament,
yes,
right there?
Yes, I do.
Now, that's new.
That President Harding?
Yes.
Dog name. Okay.
Yep, now that is courtesy of Bob Welsh from Columbus, Ohio.
That's nice.
Now,
gift.
How are we going to get this dog collar back? Because we've got 30... The $5,000 reward runs out in 29 days.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So, who's got this collar?
They don't want to give it up, evidently, right?
For $5,000, doesn't that seem silly?
Ooh, $5,000. I wish I had it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure the statute of limitations has run out on this.
Right, I could use $5,000.
Long ago, you could buy Christmas for a couple people.
Hey,
you could propose
years.
How much does a diamond ring cost?
I think a decent one, like $1,500 on a...
Well, that's not bad.
No.
No, you could get married on a budget then.
Yeah. Of
now,
course.
Is that going to make the woman go, ooh? If they
it
see
should. Depends on the rock.
Now, if you were going to buy a diamond ring in Marion, where would you go?
I would probably go to... Don't we have a Gold Rush or a K's? We used to have K's in
Marion,
right?
We used to have K's in the mall, but it's gone. See, I don't know where all the jewelry stores are now. There used to be one over on Kensington, but I don't think it's there anymore. Both of the jewelry stores that were in the mall are gone.
Might
I don't
to
know
go
what's
to Columbus anymore. I don't know.
If you want to buy a ring in Marion, where do you go? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944.
I never even checked at Walmart. I know they have a jewelry counter. I don't know what kind of rings they have in there.
Now, I bet you would have to special order.
Maybe.
See, isn't the difficult...
Oh, Carol's!
Oh, there's Carol. Yeah, Carol's downtown.
Yeah.
But if you... Don't you have to know the woman's ring size?
Yeah. Should.
But so how do you really surprise them?
Still a ring?
I guess.
That she may be wearing and sneak it back, right?
Well, see, that's the difficult part of, I think, proposing. Is that it's a difficult part of buying gifts in general.
Yes, it is.
Because you don't know what size clothes people wear.
True.
You can guess, right. But you don't really know. So I don't know what you're supposed to do during the holidays. Go ahead, caller.
She wants to get away from Christmas.
Not getting away from Christmas. Good guess, though. All right, I'm going to give some hints on this since we've only got 9 minutes left here. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape. Well, how about this? Both are friends of Santa Claus.
Hmm.
Yeah, how about that? Both are friends of Santa Claus. They're living things. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from. All right, 740-383-9944. But I don't know who's going to win the fruitcake toss. I do wonder about that. Now, I would think, as I look at the list here, let's see. Okay, well, Glenn will be drunk. So we can't...
So right off the bat,
he's
right?
He's out. He's disqualified. Now, Buckeye guy might have an arm on him. I don't know.
He might.
Football man. Go ahead, caller.
How about the little toy makers?
What are they called, the toy makers?
Oh, let me think. They're called, gosh. I can't even think what they're called.
Keep thinking. Who are those little toy makers that Santa has? All right, so I doubt it. Buckeye Guy, possibly. Ralph Thacker's won it before. That's a possibility. Don O'Bower, he's our reigning champion. He could win it.
Yeah, he could win it again.
He could win it. The mayor, I don't know. Possibility. Mayor Schertzer.
Possibility.
Let's see, who do we have? James Anderson, he's no half pint.
James Anderson.
He's the naturalist here in town.
Okay.
So he's used to being out at the tall grass trail.
Right.
Dr. Davis to be county commissioner,
he might.
He might knock it out of there.
He might.
Go ahead, caller.
The name she couldn't think of was Elves.
Elves, those little darn toy makers, the Elves. So if you're going to buy jewelry, where do you go in Marion?
Carol's.
That's the only place left, huh?
Yes, that's the only place where they let me go.
Yep, Carol's.
Carol's.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, the Elves. All right, so there we go. One answer left, and it's one of Santa's... I guess I'll say it's a living, breathing thing on the at the North Pole. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape. Something living and breathing. And then you got Terry. Well, he's not going to win.
Terry Tackett?
Yeah.
I won't either. I thought about disqualifying myself.
Oh, it'll be
wow.
Good. You didn't do bad last year.
I thought I did. Terrible.
Now, Adam, he loses yardage. He throws backwards. he don't have a chance.
Is he back in it again?
He's in it. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say the reindeer.
The reindeer. You have got it. All right.
I cannot think of elves at all. I'm so tired. I need a nap.
You need a nap after all this. We got you. Thanks. All right. So the answer was, or the answers were, name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from: the cold, the annoying elves, Santa, and the reindeer.
The messy reindeer.
So we'll do a drawing here in about 5 minutes for the big prize today. But Linda and I will be on for another 30 minutes, so if you want to pick up your prize, we'll be here till 1 p.m. this afternoon. Well, let's just do the drawing now. That way they have more time to get here. What should we give the people? All right, well, let's see. It's going to be Sarah or Judy or Jeff. Well, I'll tell you. Let's do a... let's do one of these Arby's. A free value meal at Arby's. the Arby's on McMahon Boulevard.
Okay.
So that is the prize today, and that goes, let's see here. What to do with my list? Okay. Linda, pick a number between 1 and 7.
3.
Judy, you have won the meal to Arby's. So if you want to pick that up before 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock today, we're here. You got 35 minutes, Judy, to get your Arby's gift card. Brinley, your Pizza Hut chocolate brownie is also here as well. So there's the winners. You got 35 minutes to pick those up today. 740-383-9944 if you have anything to say. Now, this fruitcake toss. Judge Edwards, I don't know. I wouldn't put him as an odds-on favorite. Mike McGinnis, you know, he was in it last year, but he is 510 pounds. Possibility.
Judge Edwards, is that the one?
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
Bob Welsh, he's coming in from Columbus to throw this thing.
Whoa. That's a long way.
It is. Abby, no chance there. Sheriff Bales, now there's a big guy.
Yeah, he is a big guy.
He might put
a hurt. But we have to realize it didn't depend on size and weight last time.
No, and that's the big catcher here. There we go. Chocolate brownies for Brinley.
Right outside, right?
Oh, Carol's, there you go. That's how. Now, how do you know the ring size of the person?
We've been married for
30 years. He already knows. He already knows the ring size.
Love that.
Very, very nice.
My father's gave it to my mother.
Oh,
beautiful.
My mom passed, and then this one was my great grandmother and my grandmother's diamonds. When I graduated from high school, you know, last year, my parents had it reset for me, and Thurston had a friend out in Seattle, Washington.
Ain't that neat?
Yeah.
That's something.
So it's Carol's.
Very nice. Very nice.
Jewelers,
I hope Brinley enjoys.
She is so excited.
All right. Good.
She's just so excited. Thank you.
See ya. Alrighty. 740-383-9944. See, we're making them happy.
Yes. Amen. What's wrong with that?
That's why we're here, to make the community
holiday
happy.
Holiday cheer time.
Holiday cheer. Little Brinley, she was listening on her way to school this morning.
Okay.
Young girl. I don't know how old Brinley is, but young. So she'll get when she gets home from school tonight, she'll have some brownies or a cookie.
Nice.
From Pizza Hut.
Right.
Good food.
I baked cookies last night and forgot them.
Didn't bring any?
And forgot them. And I had a lot of things to do this morning.
So we got Ted Jolliffe in this. See, there's a lot of these people I've never seen, like Mr. Neal or Jacob Barnhart. Sarah has never, I've never seen her throw a fruitcake. She thinks she's a powerhouse. I know Mariah Rudolph, she's a younger girl. She might do well. Ray Grogan, I don't know.
I'm sure we're all going to do well, do our best anyway.
We'll all do our best, but there's only one winner.
One winner.
Only one out of the 40.
Out of all those people, we're only going to have one winner, no runner-up, no first, second place.
Well, they can be first and second place, but they're not going to get anything.
Oh, okay.
The winner takes all, and to the rest get the spoil. So it'll be the winner getting the fruitcake, the certificate, the plaque, and the dinner that night.
Okay.
So they're the big winner, but the rest of the people, I don't know. I really don't know. I almost want to go with Don O'Bauer because he threw it for 70 foot last year.
I know.
But see, you can also walk up there. You only get one throw, and if you make a misstep, it's all over.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So it's really all in the moment. And I keep telling people they need to practice.
Right.
Because it's different throwing a fruitcake. It's not like throwing a softball or
No, it's not.
And it's not like throwing a brick. It's a very awkward thing to throw.
Rectangle.
Yeah.
Well, brick is rectangle.
But it's thinner.
Yeah.
But it is 1 pound. It's also got some heft to it.
Yes, yes, 1 pound.
So I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens, but it's going to be very interesting. And we might have more entrants.
40 people. Oh, my.
Maybe up to 50 by the time the fruitcake toss happens.
I can't believe we're at 40. I cannot.
Well, this is a popular event.
It sure is.
We never did get any music for it, though.
Hmm.
It'd be nice to have some carolers, or even just somebody out there with a keyboard, or a violin, or something.
Hmm.
Where are all the musicians?
They are around. I don't know.
Apparently none of them are in the fruitcake toss.
No. No. They may not be free either, so.
40 people, no
music.
And we might have to move the event. I haven't really decided that yet either, but we did have an offer from a church to move it up the road a little ways.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. It might end up happening. It's hard to tell.
It might be better because of the traffic and how much space would they have? More than what we have over here? Or?
Probably. The problem, though, is broadcasting it.
Oh, okay.
Because if we leave here, it's going to be hard to broadcast it.
Right,
we'd
right.
Have to tape it or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Wouldn't be live.
No. It'd be hard to do it live from a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think it's going to be a very big event, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's become kind of our hallmark event here at the station.
Right.
Which is very good.
It is good.
It's good. A positive.
Very positive.
And again, we don't charge anything to get in it, and you could walk away with a prize if you're the winner.
Amen.
Yeah. Boy, I just wish I could find those results from last year. That's the only thing. If they're not in that pile, I don't know where in the world they would be.
I don't know.
We've kept everything else though. we got the sheet music for Christmas. We've got the Christmas, what do we do? We do Twas the Night Before Christmas, and we do Yes, Virginia, There is a Santa Claus. We've got all those.
Yes.
So we've got all that, but other stuff, a little up in the air.
Puzzling.
Yeah.
It's got to be here somewhere.
It's got to be. It might be in this pile. What? You know what? Let me look through this pile. Linda, tell people who was on your show this week.
Who was on my show? Oh, my God. Jeff Porter did both days. We did Bible study, of course, and the title was Walk with God. And I know a lot of people say, well, how do you do that? How do you walk with God? Give me a hint about doing that. So it's more or less talking to God just like you would a friend. I mean, he's with you all the time, and he hears you whether you understand that or not. And, you know, we also are at the point where we have to believe, not try to explain God or understand God, because his ways are not our ways, nor his thoughts our thoughts. His ways and thoughts are higher than ours. So a lot of people think, well, do I have to be a Christian to talk to God? No, you do not have to be a Christian to talk to God. No, you do not have to be a Christian for him to answer you. Okay, so there's also God's Word that you can go to for reference. And, you know, God is His Word, and His Word is Him. So why not go to your Bible, read verses? And not only that, some Bibles have helps, what you call helps, in their index or in the glossary. Like whatever you're going through, like if you're depressed or you have a broken heart or someone is sick, they have special scriptures that you can go to where you can read them and get God's Word, His opinion about what's going on with you and how He can help you. Another thing I found out or have realized myself, when something is really going on terrible in your life, that you should go to Him first and not your neighbor and not your friend and sometimes not even your husband or your wife. Go to God first, and He can give you a solution, believe it or not. Whether He talks to you audibly or not, or through His Word, like Jeff was saying Thursday, that even you can turn on a TV program and a word can come across that TV program just to fit your need. So we all need God. We all need counseling. We all need encouragement. You know, we all need to be healed from something, whether physically or mentally. And God's Word is spirit, and it is life. That means it impacts your life. So why not use God's Word when you feel in doubt? And even if you don't, it's just a good way to start your day. You know, maybe you have all the answers, and sometimes there are people that we run into think they do have all the answers, but no one has all the answers.
Well, I certainly don't have the answer on where this fruitcake list is.
So you're still looking, right?
No, it's not in. Yeah, it's not in that that pile.
Working up a sweat over there, huh?
Oh my! I thought for sure it would be in that pile. Apparently not.
Well, I don't know.
I just wish I could remember
what's over there in that corner.
Over here?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yanked the headphones right out.
Oh, wow.
Boy, we're all over the place this morning. And these are just, I think, things from last year's... Yeah, these are from Christmas in Caledonia.
We are still... We have everything but our own Christmas time, except for, the tossing of the fruitcake.
Yeah, I just can't imagine where that would be if we had a notebook. I can't remember. So you think we were on a yellow pad?
I thought so, Scott. I really did.
Boy, I wonder what in the world we would have done with that.
I don't know. But stay tuned. We're still looking. Well, Scott is still looking for the list of contestants and their accomplishments as far as how far they threw the fruitcake toss. I bet your bottom dollar we won't lose a new one. This one for
oh,
this year.
Oh, no. We'll frame this one. We'll frame this year's. So I just got word. Brinley is 6 years old and in the first grade.
Really?
That's who won our prizes. So we have six-year-old listeners out there. We've got the young.
Yes, we do. The reindeer. Yeah. They're awfully messy, I'm sure.
They certainly are. And again, we do want to thank Kevin Griffith for sending us our first Christmas card of the season. We always get a lot of Christmas cards here.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Kevin.
Yes. And what is your favorite part of the Christmas holiday?
I love the pine smell, Scott. I love the Christmas songs, the old, the new. Especially the old, they just kind of touch your heart. I love to get in my Bible hymnal and sing my own, okay? I like Christmas movies. I kind of don't even watch Charlie Brown Christmas and that anymore. I haven't watched that for years. But some of the Christmas movies, love stories. You know, I love
Hallmark
movies anyway. Hallmark movies, yes.
Don't all those Hallmark movies end the same way, though?
Yeah, sometimes.
I mean, it's always some girl who's working too hard. She has no guy. She gets called back home.
Right.
She falls in love with some guy. Then she has to leave.
Yeah.
She goes back to the big city. Then she's in love. She misses him. She goes back home and they get married and live happily ever after.
Yeah.
That's every Hallmark movie
that's
on the Hallmark Channel.
Almost. All of them don't end like that or start like that. And you know what? You lose interest when they follow that same path. You know, I don't want to watch this one. You know, that's how I am. I don't want to watch it if it's the same, you know. So I like to search around first.
Wouldn't you like to see one time, though, if it didn't end well? Like the girl stayed in the city or something?
That would be interesting, yes.
But I guess it wouldn't be Hallmark then.
No, it wouldn't be Hallmark. Someone has to have a happy ending.
There's got to be a happy ending or it's not a Hallmark movie.
Right.
You know, you want happy endings, though, at Christmas. You don't want a disaster of a Christmas.
No, I like happy endings any time of the year.
Well, yeah, but I think particularly at Christmas.
Are
there any Christmas movies that have a bad ending?
Not even the Christmas on, 34th Street?
No, good ending there.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Wonderful Life, Christmas Carol, all of them. They have happy endings.
Die Hard.
See, I don't think Die Hard's a Christmas movie. I've had this argument with people before. Now, why is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
I don't know. I guess because it was during Christmas time. They had a tree up and everything in the office, right?
Yeah, but it's not Christmassy at all.
I know.
I think people are nuts who think. Now, Home Alone, that's
Home Alone.
Christmas.
Yeah.
And that has a happy ending.
Yes.
Both of them, 1 and 2.
Right.
I don't think a Christmas movie can have a bad ending. I think that'd be depressing. Because people, you know, you want to be home at Christmas. You want to be with your loved ones.
Yes,
you want,
do.
That sort of thing.
Right. You want to feel all warm and fuzzy and have your hot cocoa or whatever. Maybe like Glenn, eggnog with bourbon, right?
Whatever that was he drank last year. Was eggnog even involved? I thought he just straight drank that, whatever it was.
I think it was just straight liquor, whatever it was.
Oh, my Lord, and Glenn will be back this year, bobbing and weaving.
Yeah.
On Fruitcake Night.
Right.
And Mike Wilson will be back for that as well.
Okay, he was on last week, right?
He was on last week.
Okay, how's he doing?
Doing good.
Great.
Doing good.
Great.
So he'll be back out here for that. I don't give them too much of a chance, though. We got some heavy hitters.
Yeah, we do. The one who won last year, he's the heaviest hitter we've seen so far.
And Ralph, I think Ralph got it up of 50 or close to 60. He wasn't too far behind our original winner.
Right.
So I don't know.
It's going to be interesting.
It is, and it's a unique event where men and women can take part. You know, I was looking at the peanut push this year. There's hardly any women at all. I didn't see any on the list.
What is the peanut push about?
You get down and you push a peanut with your nose.
Oh, no. Maybe that's why.
Well, that's what I say. And that's why I always felt the fruitcake toss was a little better, because it doesn't matter your age, male or female, you can participate. The peanut push, you're not going to get a senior citizen down there pushing a peanut.
Is it on the floor?
Oh, on the street.
Oh, no. No. That counts me out right there.
But you can toss a fruitcake.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
I can stand up and do that, right?
Well, George is 90. He's going to be out here tossing a fruitcake. Mayor Kellogg, I believe, is late 80s.
Yeah. Hey, I commend them. I really do.
We got two mayors in this. Mayor Kellogg and Mayor Schertzer. Maybe a little side rivalry there.
Did you say Brolin was going to be here?
Grogan.
Yeah, isn't he a lawyer?
Prosecutor.
Prosecuting attorney. Ugh. Can you believe that? Our lineup?
Well, if anybody needs to be arrested, we'll have the sheriff and the prosecutor here.
Let's hope not, right? So
if a fight breaks out, we'll have them here. And Lieutenant Brown from the police force.
Wow. This is outrageous.
Unprecedented.
Outrageous.
And could be more entrants to come. Does anybody else have anybody else they'd like to enter in?
Mm-mm-mm.
Give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944. Who's your prediction on who's going to win the fruitcake toss? Does anybody have a prediction out there? I would have thought Sarah would have weighed in by now. She likes to weigh in on these things. But
right.
Especially fruitcake. No fruitcakes in the banks this year. I don't know where you get your fruitcakes this year.
So that was their last year?
Yeah, because the Civitan Club went down. So,
okay.
The fruitcake, we're fruitcake shy. So
where are we getting our fruitcake from? Will it just be one fruitcake we'll be passing around, or?
Well, we only used one fruitcake last year, and then we gave one away.
Okay.
So we'll do that. But as far as everything else goes, I don't know where people are getting their fruitcakes this year. Does anybody know where fruitcakes are being sold this year? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944.
You think Fahey Banquet, no. They are the ones who always had them.
Yeah, they were the ones for years, but not anymore. I was just there the other day. Nothing. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, it is.
But that's the way that cookie crumbles.
I'm trying to think. Who else would have them? I guess you can get them at Walmart, though.
I don't know. I haven't been in Walmart for a while. Do they have them?
They should. I haven't looked for any. I have to look.
Now, what I was thinking about, you know, we have our office party every year, which is always a lot of fun. But you remember when big office parties used to happen? You don't see too much of that anymore.
I know. COVID stopped a lot of stuff.
It did, but you know, don't you remember like in the 70s and 80s, the Shovel would have a big office party and the WMRN used to have a big office party, and a lot of these businesses did. That doesn't happen anymore.
Centrosoya had a big office party. I used to work there, yeah. Real nice. Well, things have changed.
Wonder what that is.
What about the policeman's ball? Didn't they used to have a big them, too?
And we used to have the charity ball,
right.
Which was right after. Well, no, it was before Christmas. It was in between Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Things have really changed.
Well, do people not want to get together anymore? I don't know.
I like getting together. I like dressing up.
Yeah. Nice cocktail party and all that. You were a winner today. Oh, did I drop that?
Can you believe it? I think I've won twice in about a year or two.
Yep, And I went over this and I put the addresses in there. So we're good there too.
Did you put several?
I did. And there's okay. The Arby's.
Okay, and it's got that goat color, probably 80-90% of Marion doesn't even know about it. If the radio, I wouldn't know about it.
What's that?
Nobody knows about that collar.
Oh, the dog collar. What was in the newspaper? Apparently nobody reads that either.
When was it in there? A long time ago?
No, it was in there September, I think. They did a big article, $5,000 dog collar.
I think I saw it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, nobody gets the paper either.
I know the papers went downhill.
They need to put it on those signs there by the old bicycle place, that one.
Yeah.
The one downtown, people would see those.
I know, it would help.
And
it would.
The ones right there by the, where it was stolen from.
I know,
yeah,
I know.
Right there, that'd be a good spot.
Thank you, Judy. Well, there we go. Our winners have gotten their prizes. That's right. Always nice.
That is nice. That is nice.
But I don't know about this dog collar. I wish it would turn back up.
I do too.
$5,000. Now, how do you get the word out nowadays?
I don't know. WMRN, what do they do out there, Scott?
Nothing.
Are they still on the air?
I think it's all pretty much automated at this point.
Oh, okay.
That's what I say. I think we've all pretty much automated pretty. In the newspaper, there was a big article in the newspaper about it, but apparently that didn't do anything of any consequence.
I guess not. I don't know.
How do you get to the people nowadays?
It's sad that all the social media that we have is gone. It's still vain. I mean, Facebook, Twitter.
We could put it on Facebook. I don't know.
Yeah.
See what
happens.
Try
that. Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody's got to know something.
About that dog collar. You'd think so.
And for $5,000.
You wouldn't expect it to mean more than that to a person.
No, no, no. You would expect that to show right back up.
Right.
But you got me.
Yeah. Had to be really personal for them to want to hold on for it.
And I still can't figure out how nobody knows anything about it.
They say when people steal, the hand is quicker than the eye, so you've heard that, right?
Boy, they had to break a window right there on Mount Vernon Avenue. Those houses are so close together. They had to use a ladder to get to the second floor. How did nobody, it was in the summer, how did nobody see anything?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And 5,000 big ones. 5 G's.
Like I said, I wish I had it.
Yeah. I mean, what would happen to you? Nothing. At this point, nothing. You turn it in and you get $5,000.
I'd say I found it.
Yeah, you say, I found that dog collar and I got $5,000.
I wish I could just find it. You know what I mean? Yeah, I can use $5,000.
It's, you know, and this is the complication of life. What is the point of keeping it? You can't show anybody.
Too bad.
I mean, do they really think this is some kind of sting or something? I mean,
I don't know.
It's silly.
It was silly to take it.
Well, it really was. And how that, why, you know, I just don't know. The whole thing is just bizarre to me.
Yeah.
The whole event. But that's the way it goes.
Who would have the most to gain from stealing that?
I have no idea, and I don't even know what you would do with it.
Just to have it in your possession.
But you can't tell anybody.
No.
Which that's what makes it so strange.
Yeah. You're right.
But, you know, showbiz.
Yes.
So, who's on the program this week?
I'm going to be doing a show on Suicide Wednesday.
Oh.
Because this is the most popular time of the year that people find a reason to just check out, you know. And then you have people who have had to deal with loved ones who have committed suicide this time of year. Or any time of year. You know, it's something that's hard to understand because it's not normal. It's more like something abnormal. to even have to hear that someone has taken their own lives, you know. So I thought it was, I'll probably do two shows on it going into New Year's because of that. I think that is the most important show I'll be doing will be Wednesday at 11:15 to 12 noon on suicide.
Now, is somebody coming in for that?
Yes.
Oh, that'll be good.
Annette Johnson.
Well, it's interesting. You know, it's tough, but if you could just get past these holidays, I think people would be okay.
Yes, if they could just get past them. You know, people are alone during these holidays. You know, they've already, you know, thought about, had these thoughts before Christmas even comes, but then they find themselves more isolated during the holidays, I think. And I think that's what's hard for them to deal with, is being alone.
Well, see, and that's it. Well, what advice can you give people? Because I don't know how you stop it if you don't give people the tools.
Right.
So what do you tell somebody who's depressed? I mean, they're not going to tell you.
No, they don't. They may hint. Sometimes people give you clues. You might not. You may be too busy to pay attention to the clues. And then usually after it happens, I've heard people say, why didn't I pay attention to that? I saw this happen or that event happen or the attitude, you know. Why didn't I pay closer attention to that? Well, I don't think we're surprised by anything. We may be not paying attention, you know, but because usually after a person dies, then you can see a whole lot of things then, you know, that you didn't see before. And maybe she will be able to shed some light on some of the things. Her stepson committed suicide. And one of her ex-husbands killed himself a year or so ago.
Really? That short a time?
Really. So that's why I'm having her to come in. Yes.
Now, who is Annette?
Annette Johnson. She's, what can I say? She's a vocalist. She's had 6 heart attacks.
Boo.
Yes. She's a miracle walking. She does live music. She used to travel abroad, you know. She wrote a book. Signed me, just her life story, which you wouldn't believe the life
now,
she's led.
Now, 6 heart attacks, how does that happen?
This is, I think, her second year from the last one that she had that just nearly took her out of here. She didn't think she'd survive it. It was really bad, really, really
does
bad.
Does she have high blood pressure or something like that?
She has congestive heart failure now, which is a condition from having heart attacks. But still, she walks. She and I walk, you know. She tries to walk a couple miles a day, sometimes more than that. But she volunteers at the hospital. She visits people that are in that are in the hospital. But she told me that that may be coming to an end. So what do people do that need prayer or want prayer now if they take that away from the hospitals?
Volunteers? They're taking away volunteers?
Yeah, she said that may be happening where you can't go into a person's room and offer them prayer before surgery or, you know, just during a time of healing, you know.
Now, so what's the reason for that?
She doesn't know yet. Some people don't want it.
Well, I think that's true, and I think you should probably have that. Because they do ask you at the hospital. They'll say, do you want somebody?
Right. And they have a chaplain. I couldn't imagine them getting rid of the chaplain.
Maybe she
know.
Misunderstood.
Well.
Because I can't. First of all, they're volunteers, so nobody pays them.
No.
They ask you before they come in.
Right.
I think some people. You know what I think the problem is? Some people are a little too pushy.
They are. And those are the people that get their way.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think sometimes people push their way in. You know, I want to go in there and talk. Well, you know what? If you're in the hospital and sick and you don't want somebody coming in and doing whatever, stay out. You know,
right.
You should have your privacy in the hospital.
That's true. You should. Should.
And I think sometimes people push and push and push.
Well, that could be true also. Some people are like that.
But, you know.
Because some people are offended that sit on the outside. And say, well, what are they doing? Oh, they're in there praying for so-and-so. Well, I'm offended by that. You find those type of people those are the people that get their way. Well, I'm offended that this happened. Just like same-sex marriage or abortion. So those type of issues, when people stand up, or you offended me because this is who I am and this is what I want to be. you can lose your job over things like that anymore.
Yeah, but here's what I don't understand. Okay, let's say that you don't believe in abortion or same-sex marriage or whatever it is.
Or prayer.
Let's say you don't believe in that. Okay, if that person over there does it, you're not doing it. So how does this affect you?
I don't know. They're offended.
Let them do it.
Right.
You know, as long as you're not doing it.
Right.
If you think it's wrong, don't do it.
Right.
So I don't understand that. I don't either. I've never understood that. I've never understood why people felt the need to condemn anything. Because if it's not right for you, don't do it.
Right.
But why do you have to condemn
somebody
else?
And why are you offended to the point where you go to higher authorities and have people thrown out, kicked out, or fired? I mean, that's what, casting judgment on someone?
Well, isn't that the thing, thou shalt not
cast the first stone? There you go. He that is without sin, cast the first stone.
Yeah. What happened to that?
Yeah, where's that at, right?
You know, that used to be a thing.
It still is a thing.
But apparently not.
Wrong people.
We're all casting stones.
Yes.
But I don't know why.
I don't either.
You know, I think we watch these crime shows too much.
Could be.
Yeah. You know, there's been this talk lately, like this Jeffrey Dahmer miniseries that was just on. And apparently now there's one on Casey Anthony being done. And people are saying, why are we highlighting these people who did awful things? Well, you want to know why?
Why?
People are watching them. If people weren't watching them, they wouldn't
true,
be doing
they wouldn't
them.
Be on. That's true.
And I always say that to people. Well, why is that awful show on? People are watching it.
What about The Walking Dead? I can't get over that.
Well, it's...
How many seasons?
If people weren't watching, it wouldn't be
They're
there.
Watching it. My sister, without fail. Girl, you better be watching The Walking Dead. Why do I want to watch dead folks walking? No.
Yeah. No, I don't need it. But it's you know, we at some point, we've got to look at ourselves.
True.
Television, radio, internet, whatever it is, would not be doing it if people weren't watching.
They didn't have the audience. You're so right.
If the audience wasn't there, they would do away with it.
There is nothing that interests me as far as Jeffrey Dahmer's concerned or Casey Anthony. I watched that whole thing when her daughter was found dead, and I was just horrified.
But why now would there's I a miniseries.
Right. Why would I want to continually watch that? No.
And she's free.
Or Lacey Peterson. No. That was another one.
But people do watch it.
Yes, they do.
People love those crime shows. People getting killed and whacked around. And it's more popular than entertainment. Except for that Dolly Parton thing last night. Boy, I hope they never air that thing again. That was horrible. I bet if somebody would have came out and hit Dolly in the head with a brick or something, maybe people would have watched that.
Oh, I'm sure.
But
let's rewind now. Let's see. Let's rewind now. Watch it again.
Well, do you remember when Michael Jackson died? That was on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, how many times can they kill this man? That was on for weeks, maybe months. Mm. Every news show, Michael Jackson,
right.
Michael Jackson.
Right.
Had to cover the funeral. Had to cover who was going to get the kids. Had to cover who's the surrogate mother, who's not the surrogate mother.
Right.
I mean, it just went on and on and on.
Well, it must be famous. Maybe Jeffrey Dahmer is more famous than we gave him credit for.
Well, apparently. People wanted to see the story.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't be doing the Casey Anthony thing if people weren't watching.
That was something.
It really, and you know the funny thing? Does anybody know the name of any of Jeffrey Dahmer's victims? Probably not. Does anybody know the name of any of Casey Anthony's child that was killed? I don't think so. We know the killers. The killers have become famous.
Well, she was, pronounced
innocent.
Not guilty, right?
Well, I guess she's an alleged.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, but I...
That lawyer finally got her off.
Well, as long as people are watching, they're going to keep doing it.
Yes.
And when people stop watching, people will stop doing it, but I don't know if that day's coming, because people love the blood and the guts and the gore. I don't know what... Does everybody want to be a crime scene investigator? I don't know. I don't know what the draw is.
I don't either.
But it's something.
Yes, it is something.
Well, 40 people in the fruitcake toss, so stay tuned, and we'll be back with much more. Scott Spears for Linda Sims for this Friday, heading for the dugout.
Holiday fun. For the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Here comes Santa Claus. Oh, no, wait. It's the golden voice.
Merry Christmas to all. Happy holidays to all of our WWGH 107.1 FM listeners. Here, I'm going to do a classic. Are you ready? "'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung,